Even though colloquially we call the part of an insect's body that stings a stinger, it is actually called the sting.
Research has been done on the chemical components of the sting, but not just physically measuring them. And we wanted to see, you know, what was actually going on, if it was just large organisms have large stings, or if there was something else.
That was Emily Sadler, an entomologist at Utah State University and the lead researcher investigating the length of insect stings.
And what we found was that velvet ants actually do have the longest sting compared to their body size. So when we look at the most painful stings coming from spider wasps or bullet ants, they're large organisms and their sting's really big. But when we look at velvet ants, which come in just under them, they're actually the same length as those bigger organisms, but their body's about half the size.
The velvet ant is a type of wingless wasp with one of the most painful and largest stings in the world.
So velvet ants, it's actually a misnomer. They're wasps, but they get that name because the females, they kind of scurry around on the ground and they look a little bit like ants. And then they also have a whole lot of hair on them, so they look velvety.
Stinging insects get a bad rap because of the pain they can inflict. But Sadler wants people to know that stinging insects are vital to our ecosystems.
So they do a lot for us. Some of them go after spiders. Some of them go after other stinging insects. They also pollinate. People give all of that credit to bees, but ants and wasps can pollinate as well.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Rachel Hager.